I started out perfect. Now I return to that. I started out perfect. Now I return to that perfection. How wonderful that is. Truly, how wonderful that is. Can I imagine anything more wonderful than to start out perfect and return to that perfection? Can I imagine anything more wonderful than to be in that reality, be in that awareness, be in that isness that I am? Can I expect or think or dream of anything more perfect than that I started out perfect and now I return to that? Now, where does the returning take place? Where does the returning take place in you and in me? Well, it can only take place in our thought, because if we started out perfect, then we are perfect. If we are perfect in every way, and if we want to return to that, if that exists somewhere, that perfection that we are, then we can only return to it in our thinking. How do I return to my perfection that I started out as? How do I return to that when I'm experiencing something contrary to that reality? How can I return to it? How can I let go of the appearances? Let go of the appearances. We all know that if you hurt your toe and then you take a hammer and you hit your finger, you'll forget about your hurt toe. Our thought is directed wherever we wish it to go. Now, we don't need a hammer and we don't need a hurt toe and we don't need all those things, but we do have them to some degree in all areas of our life. We have these thoughts in all areas of our life that are less than perfect, that are not truly what our original perfection is that we started out as. How can I return to my original perfection when I'm not quite sure what it is or what it was? Well, the divine in me knows. The divine in me knows what my original purity and integrity is. The divine in me knows who I am, who I am designed to be, who I am really being, not what I'm showing here, not what I'm pretending, not what I'm giving as an experience that seems to be real, but not that illusion. That's past. I am returned to my original purity and integrity. What do I think? What do I think my original purity and integrity might be? What do I think I am? What do I think I was created as? Was I created as a monkey? Or was I created with imperfections? Was I created different than what I appear to be today? Well, quite likely. How can I return to that appearance of truth, to that reality of truth, who and what I really am? How can I return to it? Well, I say to myself, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. That puts all the burden on the divine in me. And that's a good place to put the burden. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Now, when I say that, I'm returning to my original purity and integrity. I don't have to be aware of what that original purity was, what that original integrity was. I don't have to be aware of it. I don't have to be illumined into that experience, because it just is. I don't have to. All I do is claim that it is done now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my perfect body. I call everything good, call everything perfect, call everything fantastic, because that's what it is. And as I call everything good, everything fantastic, and everything beautiful, that's what I experience. That's all that I know. That's all that I am. There is nothing else in my world except what I call myself. Oh, how important that is. How important that is. We read the poem by Rudyard Kipling, If, and it's kind of a heavy poem because it talks about how life sort of takes potshots at us as we're going along and says, ha ha, you didn't do it. Ha ha, you couldn't make it. Ha ha, you made a mistake there. Ha ha. And life is telling us what it sees, not what we are. And so long as life tells us what it sees in us, and we believe that, or we listen to it, or we are aware of it in any way, then it has its impact on us, and we feel sad about that. But when we do not listen to what life tells us, we listen to what our heart tells us. Are we true? Are we honest? Are we loving? Are we always being something fantastic? Are we always living our life in such a way that it's who we really are? Oh, there's room for improvement sometimes, but it's not the room for improvement that we want to put our attention on. It's not the room for changes, the room for awareness of something better. That's not where our attention is being called for. Our attention is being called on who are we really? Not what does the world see us as, because the world only sees us through its own eyes. And when someone feels self-righteous, oh, it's through their own eyes. And are they right in feeling self-righteous? No. They are wrong in feeling self-righteous because there is no righteousness or wrongness. There's only beingness. There's only truth. And when I look at life and I see all of life as a beautiful, joyous, magnificent expression of goodness, then that's what I am. Now, what is the right answer to any circumstance? Well, we might say 2 times 2 is 4. Now, the right answer is 4. And perhaps there's a higher mathematics, perhaps there's a higher understanding of these things that might say that 2 times 2 is not 4. But where we are in our consciousness, these are the values that we have. And so we live according to these values. And we started out perfect. We started out living by these values. These values were all that we knew. And then we were indoctrinated into our world. We were indoctrinated into the family and to the society we lived in. And it gave us new values. It gave us other values. It gave us other attitudes, which were way off base. The values were way off base. The values of saying, I can't do something. The values of saying, everybody in the world is not beautiful and good. The values of saying that we have to protect our society. We have to protect our country. We have to protect our family. We don't have to protect anything. We wrap all in the pure white light of love, and they are already so beautiful. They are untouchable. And we are untouchable. We do not live in a touchable world. We do not live in a world that touches us and changes us and illumines us or disillumines us. We don't live in that kind of world. We live in the world of what we believe about ourselves. We live in a world of the truth about who we are. We are divine. We are glorious. We are wonderful. We are fantastic. We are beyond imagination. We are all that is good and all that is beautiful. We are that. And that's who we are. And that's all we'll ever be, and that's all we'll ever know. I started out perfect. Now I return to that. I never left it. My thoughts may have left it. My attitude may have left it. For a time. But I return now to my perfection that I started out as. And as I return to that perfection, I experience it. And as I experience it, I feel better and better and better every day. And I feel the magic of peace and joy and harmony in me. That's who I am. That's who you are. I started out perfect. You started out perfect. We are perfect. Now let's let our thought our attitude, our mind. Return to that truth today. You are wonderful. You are so wonderful. You're my reflection. And I love me, and I love you, and I love all that is. Have a lovely day, and be perfect in every way, for that's who you are. That's who I am, and that's all that I can see in all of my world.